Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. Hope you're having a great day today. Welcome, welcome. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about you being here today with us, and we thank God for you. This is, again, the Encouraging Word Global Network. Ladies and gentlemen, just want to take a few minutes of your time. We're not going to be with you long tonight. The Encouraging Word Global Network is here just to keep you encouraged in the things of God and to keep you moving forward in the power of His might. Just know that you have the victory in Jesus. You understand He shed His blood for us. Amen. Give Him praise for that. You got to give Him some praise for that. And we thank God for who He is each and every time, each and every day. And we thank God for our wonderful families and all those who are out there. That's in the name of the Lord. Amen. All right. And the call-in number just to listen in tonight, we just have a listen in tonight, 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559, where you can listen to the program tonight. Hey, we're here to just lift you up today. We also thank our own special overseers, Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, who help us keep things on track, keep things going. So thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, Kingdom Life Church. Yeah. And while I'm thinking about that, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. And for those who do not have a church home, I would love to have you come visit us at 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. And again, that's 390. This is Kingdom Life Worship Center, non-denominational, full gospel church, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. The wonderful address is 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about that. Our service is on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. So we'd love to have you come out. And our own Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center. So God bless you. Thank you. Hey, the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, in Hebrews, those out there around the country, and specifically in the state of Georgia, the word of the Lord says, Hebrews 10 and 25, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more, and ye see the day approaching. Very powerful scripture, ladies and gentlemen. The goal here is to make sure you don't forsake the assemblance of yourself with the saints. You got to be with the saints, right? People who are believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give it up again. Yeah. God bless you. Hey, let's get started. Hey, we normally kick it off with prayer as well, some quick updates as well, and give you some news as well. And we want to encourage everybody out there to support your local church. I want to give some information out for Kingdom Life Worship Center because a lot of people are just busy. We understand that on Saturdays and even Sundays, you're just busy, but you do want to donate or give your tithes and offering to the Kingdom of God. So we want everybody out there to do that as well. So I'm going to give you a number for the Cash App, ladies and gentlemen, the Cash App. For those who don't know about that Cash App, probably most of the people on the planet have that by now. But the Cash App allows you to send money to the church of your choice, of course, but in this case, Kingdom Life Worship Center. The Cash App is on the network, ladies and gentlemen. You can download that. It's actually just a dollar sign with a green square background. It's called the Cash App. And ladies and gentlemen, for those who like to donate, send their tithes and offering to our ministry, which is Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, Fayetteville, Georgia. The number is 850-525-6258. The number you can type in there, ladies and gentlemen, for that is once you set it up, of course, you got to set it up, Cash App, 850-525-6258. Let me repeat that again, 850 425-625-6258, ladies and gentlemen, for Cash App donations, tithes, and offering. And for more details, give me a call, Elder Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233. Hey, also, too, coming up at Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday and Sunday, y'all better get ready for this, the Women's Summers Fellowship. Powerful. This is where one of the most powerful women on the planet get together, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have Dr. Sharon Cole, Dr. Shakina Day, Yolanda Postel, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to be with us, Dr. Jennifer Boyers, and Yolanda Troop Smith's going to be there as well, and singing, and we also have the Word, of course. But coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Saturday, August the 18th at 11 a.m., and then Sunday, August 19th at 3 p.m., will be the event, ladies and gentlemen. And again, it's going to be at 390 Glen Street North, Fayetteville, Georgia. And for more details, I'll be glad to email you whatever you need or text you whatever you got to have. But call me 404-401-0233 at Kingdom Life Worship Center, the Women's Summer Fellowship coming up. And we just thank God for all the powerful women of God who know how to teach and preach and live the Word of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hey, this is the Encourage Your Word Global Network, Elder Kevin Vaughn. Hey, our topic tonight, guys, is get to know God deeper. I love it. This particular topic can get old, what I'm trying to say. Get to know God deeper, right? That should be every day, right? We should do that. Our topic tonight, get to know God deeper. We're going to get into the scripture. We're going to have a word of prayer. And we're going to keep it moving. We won't keep it too long. We're going to bring our leadership in too as well. I want to give them enough time to come in and give you a word as well tonight. So we thank God for the Lord. As a matter of fact, we thank God for His precious Holy Spirit. We thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, let's go into a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity to be alive, Father God. Thank you for the broadcast. Thank you for the technology. Thank you for all these wonderful minds and hearts listening tonight, Father God, via the mobile devices, via the internet, via the phone tonight, Father God. So bless them in a mighty way. And only you know their heart, Father God. We can only guess what their needs are, but you know exactly what their needs are, Father God. And you know even more than we know, Father God. So we thank you right now that you're blessing us, that you're interceding for us. You know our thoughts, you know our needs, Father God, you know our wants. So we thank you for that, but we want your will to be done in our lives each and every day. So we pray for family, Father God. We pray for the marriages, pray for singles. We pray for men and women who are single. We pray for the children, Father God, out there who are back in school. We ask you to continue to protect them from all harm or danger. Protect us on the roads, Father God. Protect us as we travel across the land in all ways of forms of travel, Father God. We ask that you bless our work, bless our businesses, Father God, our ideas, inventions, and ministries, Father God, and all the things that you've given us talents to do. So we thank you in advance, Father God. We thank you for our leadership in our cities and our counties and our government, Father God. We lift up all the leaders in the government, Father God. Have your way, O Lord. Have your way. Help us all. We also lift up those who lost loved ones recently, too, as well, Father God, and the family. We lift up those who've recently had some accidents, Father God, that are recovering as well. Father God, we ask you to continue to heal them and comfort the families, Father God, who've lost loved ones that are now in the presence of the Lord. So we thank you, Father God, to be absent in the body, to be present with you. So we're excited about the home goings, Father God, all the home goings that's happened in the past few weeks or so. So we thank you in advance. We give you all the praise and the glory now, the Father, and bless the broadcast and bless your word tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hey, we got a lot going on. Let's get to it, guys. Get to it. Get to know God deeper. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, one thing we want to do is make sure you are in touch with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's one thing we want for you tonight. We want to make sure that you take yourself to another level, right? Each and every one of you out there know how to do that. You can just talk to God, pray, fast, whatever you have to do. But our goal tonight is just to encourage you to get to know God deeper. That is our topic tonight. We want you to go deeper and deeper and deeper in God. where people don't even recognize you. They just see God all over you. So we thank God for you. So our goal really is just to get more mature, get more deep in God, that he can do his will in your life and bless the people all over the world and everywhere that you trample and everywhere that you walk and talk and do things as well. So we thank you for that as well. So let's get right into the topic. Hey, normally what we do, we go through the word and we just bring out scripture that's related to get to know God deeper. Hey, Jeremiah 9:23-24 says, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches." That's right, because the rich man, he didn't get all that by himself. The Lord had blessed him, obviously. But some of them don't know that. "But let him who boasts in this, that he understands and knows that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord." Isn't that powerful right there, ladies and gentlemen? So get to know God deeper, because all things come from God, and he wants you to delight in him. Philippians 3:10 says, "That I may know him in the power of his resurrection and may share in his suffering, becoming like him in his death." Now, this is very key, very, very key, that you got to understand that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, right? He raised from the dead, and that we may suffer in his suffering, may share in his sufferings, right? So don't think it's going to be a cakewalk walking through this life, that you may share in his suffering, becoming like him in his death. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? So we're excited about God. Hey, Romans 12:2 says, and our topic tonight is get to know God deeper. We want to just encourage you to get to know the Lord deeper tonight. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Isn't that powerful right there? Ladies and gentlemen, get to know God deeper. John 17:3 says, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, the Jesus Christ whom you have sent." Isn't that powerful? Jesus sent his son. He sent his son, ladies and gentlemen, so that we could get deeper to know God, deeper to know Holy Spirit. So we thank God for what he's done today, even right this second, all the way up to this second, the reason why he did it, because he loves us so much. 1 John 4:6-7 says, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about tonight, getting to know God deeper, we are from God. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? Now, every unbeliever out there, you got to understand, you are from God. Whether you believe it or not, it don't really matter too much, because God, everybody comes from God. We are from God, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope that you would believe that, unbelievers, one day. We want you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but we are from God. Whosoever knows God listens to us. Whosoever is not from God does not listen to us. That's a quick litmus test, right? So those who listen to God are his. Those who don't are not his. Right now, today, repent and accept him as their Lord and Savior. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Don't be confused, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be confused. Some people are a little confused about, well, it's not halfway. You either believe God or you don't believe him, right? So get to know God deep, ladies and gentlemen. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God and from God. And whosoever love has been born of God and knows God. So we thank God for that scripture right there. Matter of fact, I can give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that one, ladies and gentlemen. That's a good one right there. God bless you. Can't get enough of praising him, right? Amen. Hey, tonight's topic, for those who may be joining us around the globe, is getting to know God deeper. The goal is to encourage you on this Tuesday evening, ladies and gentlemen, on the things of God, just to get deeper and deeper. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ," right? Now, grace is what God has given us, but knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, you must seek that, right? That means you must be reading the word. You must be involved in the word. You must be not forsaking the assemblance of yourselves in the right congregation and the right leadership. Very, very important. So, but grow in grace and knowledge for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and the day of eternity. Amen. That was 2 Peter 3:18. I love it. So that's powerful. So tonight's topic, ladies and gentlemen, get to know God deeper. That really is a personal thing. So you do what you got to do to get deeper with God. And guess what? You can ask God how to get that done. And believe me, he will show you and tell you how to do that. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Isn't that beautiful? I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. So that means we got to hunt for God. He's like a treasure, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure some of y'all may have grown up and done some treasure hunts, right, or treasure finds and things like that. I know we used to do the Easter egg hunt at our church growing up, and one of the things everybody wanted to find them eggs, right? So today, as we grow more mature, we should be looking for God's treasure, right? He is the treasure. So we want to always seek after God daily. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how you get to know him even deeper. God wants you to find him every day. God wants you to be with him every day, I believe. No doubt about that. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Everybody loves this one. Jeremiah 1:11-13. For I know the plans I have for you. This is one that Bishop just recently taught on, ladies and gentlemen. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will recall upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me, and you seek me with all your heart, ladies and gentlemen. So we want to seek God with all our heart. He has the plans already laid out for you in Jesus' name. That was actually the International Standard Version of that scripture. Hebrews, matter of fact, all of this is an International Standard Version here as well. So Hebrews 4:12 is, for the word of the God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Isn't that powerful? Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to get deeper to know God. Get deeper in God tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you tonight for a few minutes as well. Also, too, Psalms 119:105 says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Isn't that beautiful? James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now also too, you got to use the word, right? You got to use the word on the enemy. Jesus used the word on the enemy. So you got to use the word each and every day, and he will flee from you, because you can't stand around the word. You can't be with the word. You can't be part of the word. Now, he knows the word, but he can't accept it. That's amazing. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is breathed out of God by profitable for teaching and profitable for teaching and reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Now, that's one of the purposes, several purposes of the scripture, ladies and gentlemen. It's another reason why we should get to know God deeper, because we want to be reproofed by him so we can stay on the path, correct it, and training in righteousness. Now, you don't hear that happening in the world, right? You're not going to hear that part of it, because they want to do everything opposite. You know, they don't want to teach you nothing. They don't want to help you get better, the world, that is. They don't want to really correct you. They want to keep you in sin, keep you in bondage. Just incredible. Don't want to train you in righteousness, because they can't train what they don't know, right? Only the righteous and only those who love God can do that and get better each and every day. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Getting to know God deeper is our topic tonight, and we're just excited about what God is sharing through his word tonight. Our goal really tonight is just to encourage you to seek him. Seek God, seek Jesus, seek Holy Spirit, but have the conversation, right? Have that time with him, just like you talk to your parents, you know, your mother, father, sister, brother, husband, wife, whatever you do on an intimate conversation, have that conversation with God as well. Isaiah 55:8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Isn't that powerful right there? So we know that we can't match what God's ways are. There's no way that we can match what God's ways are. we probably explode just from the energy of God. And in fact, God is so holy, no man can see God and live. I believe the scripture says as well. That's powerful when you think about it. So God is a holy God, but yet he wants to be intimate with you through his son to get to know him better. Amen. 1 John 3:6 says, no one who abides in him keeps on sinning. Ah, I like this part. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Amen. So when you have that deep walk, deeper time with God, ladies and gentlemen, no one, no man or woman wants to keep sinning when they're seeking God and have a deeper walk with him as well. Our last scripture tonight, ladies and gentlemen, a couple more here real quick. Psalms 119:10 says, with my whole heart, I will seek you, Lord. Let me not wander from your commandments. Isn't that powerful? I love it. So that should be our goal too tonight, with my whole heart to seek him. Let me not wander from your commandments. He's given us commandments, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. In Proverbs, our last scripture is Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? That's Proverbs 3:6. Let me read that one again. In all your ways, ladies and gentlemen, to get deeper with God, and in all your ways, acknowledge him, right? And he will make your straight your paths. And I love that scripture, ladies and gentlemen. He will make straight your paths if we acknowledge him in all our ways. He is God, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Lord, our God. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we always thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, they are senior pastors together at Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. We always thank them for their time. They're busy people as well, but they do come on to the network to share their love, share their information, share their word and wisdom on tonight. So we're going to open up the lines for Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop, and we thank God for them. Dr. Crenshaw, your line is open. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Thank you so very much for that encouraging word. We're getting to know the Lord deeper. And I really wanted to focus on the scripture that you quoted. I think it's so prevalent for us in this hour, in this season, is to know him and the power of his resurrection. And the scripture said, and the fellowship of his suffering. And I just want to focus on that word know, because when we think about knowing something, the definition of that simply means that we have developed a relationship with someone, or we are made aware through observation, inquiry, or information. So if we have not really developed a relationship with the Lord, we can't know him. But this scripture specifically says is to know him and develop a relationship. Let me put it in this context, develop a relationship with his death, burial, and resurrection. And all of us know that the resurrection of Christ is absolutely nothing to do with Easter eggs and all of the things that the traditions of this world has actually taught us. Because there's no power in that. There's no power. The power is in the blood. The power is in the blood and what he did for us on Calvary. So we want to know him. We want to know him in relationship with his death, burial, and resurrection. How do I know him? In the likeness of his suffering. What is that suffering? It has to become personal. So everybody that's listening to me tonight, it has to become personal. What does that mean? That all of us will go through the death, burial, and resurrection process. If we want to be like him, if I want to be like Jesus, if we say, I want to walk like him, I want to talk like him. But those that are listening to me tonight, you're going to go through something to be like him. Yes, you too must take up your own cross, the scripture says, and follow him. So every last one of us is going to go through a dying process, dying to those things that are really not like the Lord. I love the scripture that says to really know him, to keep sinning is not to know him. So let's put it like this. To keep sinning means not to have a relationship with him, because if you're in a relationship with somebody, you don't keep beating on them or hating on them or abusing them. Who can be in a relationship? You're going to get out of a relationship if it's abusive. So if we're going to know the Lord, if we're going to really know him, that simply means that we are seeking to have a relationship with him. And if I really want to be like Christ, reality is we're going to go through that same death, burial, and resurrection process. Paul said it like this, that the life of Jesus may be made manifest in my mortal flesh. I'm going to say that again, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in my mortal flesh. Well, if his life is going to be made manifest in my mortal flesh, not in my spirit, not in my mind, but in my flesh, that means I'm going to feel it. I'm going to feel the agony and the suffering. Scripture says the fellowship of the suffering. I'm going to feel going through the process of being like him. Yes, there's going to be a season, a time of your life that you are going to be nailed to a cross, and I'm talking about spiritually, amen. And that means the things that you're going to go through, they're going to be agonizing, it's going to be painful, but the Lord is preparing us for greater. I speak into your life tonight that the Lord Jesus is preparing you for greater, and we must go through that process to get to the next level. We cannot illegally be transferred from one level to the next, but we must go through. We must go through being those times of frustration, those times of being lied on, those times of being persecuted, those times of being stabbed in your back. And let me tell you this, all of us is going to have to go through the process of being betrayed. Jesus went through it. If you're really going to be like him, it's going to be those that sometimes that are close to you is going to be your personal Judas. Right in the midst of you, that Judas that's going to turn their back on you. We're not even ready for the cross if we have not even been through the process of being despised, rejected, and betrayed. Before Jesus even got to the cross, he was despised, rejected, and betrayed. So we want to know him in that manner. I want to know him in that manner. So what's the why? Why do I need to know Jesus like this? Why do I need to know him deeper? Because the reality is that is how we receive the Christ anointing. The Christ anointing don't just come upon us because we woke up this morning and we decided to have a little prayer meeting. No. The Christ anointing comes upon us when we get to know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, and when we go through an experience just like Jesus did, so that we would become, he said, giving us power to become the sons of God. Your lowest place, your darkest place, is that place of loneliness and that place of burial where you have been able to go through those things on an ugly cross. But sometimes you find yourself in a low place. There's nobody to talk to. There's nobody to really feel like nobody to minister to you. That is your own personal grave. That sometimes you're going to experience some things and you feel very lonely. But the scripture tells us this, that he would give us the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places. So even in your lowest, darkest place, there's a blessing inside of your frustration. There's a blessing inside of what you're going through. There's a blessing inside of your pain and your agony. So don't give up. Hang on in there, because your day of resurrection is now. Weeping may endure for a night, but the scripture said joy cometh in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So continue to know him by observation. Seek for information to get to know him in a better way and in a personal way. And most of all, maintain a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the divine secret of knowing him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Because the sufferings of this time cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. So, Father, I thank you. And I praise you for every listener tonight to know that his word is sure. And if we seek to know you and become deeper in relationship with you, nothing but nothing can stop us from becoming the sons of God in this earth. So we thank you for it now in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Senior pastor, along with her awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw, who's coming up in a second here, Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. Bishop, welcome, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Elder Kevin. Let us pray. Father, we thank you tonight for your word, because it will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you plead and prosper into the thing where to use in it. And God, you'll be glorified in our lives. And God, we'll be transformed by your word. God, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We thank you tonight. We give you glory and we honor you, oh, magnify. And we magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Said that David in Psalm 119:11, that word, have I hid in my heart. I mean, I sin against thee. Father, in the name of Jesus, keep our minds and perfect peace that stayed on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap and we intercede for souls tonight. We thank you, Lord, as you continue to bless families in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you heal, as you deliver, you comfort those that are in need at this time, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. As you comfort the Marie family, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. As God, as you continue to bless the children that go to school, protect them from all danger, all harm. And Father, we thank you for your angels and camp about them each and every moment of their lives. And I thank you right now that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Father, we thank, we speak blessings upon their lives, God. We speak prosperity and miracles upon their lives. We speak your knowledge and your wisdom into their lives in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give them your wisdom and your understanding of your word. Give them your direction for their lives. And we thank you tonight as we intercede on their behalf. God, we stand in the gap and we decree and declare. We call those things to be not as though they already are. And Father, we thank you, Lord. You said your word, one could put 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement tonight. Your word is everlasting. Your word is a comforter and a guide and lead us, God. Lord, we thank you tonight. We give you all the glory and all the praise to God. We thank you, God, as you our path, God, in every day. Lord, we thank you, God. We cast down every imagination and every high thing exalt itself against the knowledge of God and put into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And, Lord, we thank you as you direct the lives of your people everywhere. Look on that man that know you. Look on that woman, that child that know you tonight. Cover them in your blood tonight, God. We give you praise and we glorify you. We call it so tonight, God, as you meet every need in every individual life, Lord. We thank you tonight, God, that you'll be a comforting in this hour. You'll be in a present help in time of trouble, Lord. We thank you tonight, God, and this is the company that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, know that you heareth us. And God, we glorify you for it. We lift your name up in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. You alone is worthy of all the praise and all the glory. Thank you for all of your blessings. Thank you for all of your promises. Thank you for all the, everything that you promised your people, God. They would come to pass in our lives as we be obedient to your word in the past. And we thank you right now. There will be no lack in our lives. There will be no lack, God, in our lives. Look on America, Lord. We need you as never before. We thank you for the grace and mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for the believer tonight. Thank you for that man that know you, that hunger and thirst after righteousness. We thank you tonight as you bind your people together with one cause that cannot be broken. Bind us together in unity and in love. Lord, let us speak the word. Let us decree and declare your word each and every day in our lives. And Father, we forever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine forever. Keep our minds in perfect peace, that stayed on you. We'll ever glorify you. Look on the children as they go. God, bless them. Bless the ingoing and outcome. God, bless them in the school. Bless them in the home. Bless them as they travel on the way to school. Bless them even as they sleep. Let their dreams be sweet in you. And Father, we glorify you. We call it so in Jesus' name tonight. You alone is worthy. We praise you for it. In Jesus' Yeshua name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, senior pastor, along with Dr. Janice Crenshaw, his wife, at Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about you. We want you to get to know God deeper. Get to know him, get to know him, get to know him deeper. Ladies and gentlemen, we just want to encourage you to take yourself to another level in God tonight, starting right now. Whatever you got to do, dive into the word, pray, fast, whatever you, the Lord tell you to do. We just tell people, just do that. Once you hear from God, just do what he asks you to do, because it's going to benefit you every time. So we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Our topic tonight, get to know God deeper. We hope that blessed you tonight. The Encouraging Word Global Network tonight with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, and your host tonight, Elder Kevin Vaughn, we thank you. Let's give God one more praise before we let you go. One more praise. Thank you. Can't praise him enough. Amen. Hey, I'm going to leave you with guys with this. Let me leave you all with this real quickly, because we got to go. We got things to do tonight. God bless you. We want you to have sweet sleep, get some rest, and get ready for the rest of the week. We want you to have a great rest of the evening and, of course, a wonderful, wonderful and productive week as well. So we thank God for you. But always outlive, outforgive, and outserve each other. We'll see you next time on the Global Network. Encouraging Words. God bless you. See ya.